T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First off, Tracy, tell us a little bit about your campaign, what you hope to do if you are elected to Congress.
Yeah, well, our area down in the southern tier, Finger Lakes, has not had the economic revival that you folks have had up in Buffalo. And Mr. Reed's been in office for 10 years, and that's enough time to determine whether you're going to be effective or not. And especially because the economy was actually very good through most of those 10 years. I know now we're in the COVID. But what I want to do, I want to make it attractive to investors. We've transitioned out of industrial manufacturing. We do have Corning, which is advanced manufacturing, 21st century, and that's a really good model for what we can do throughout the district. How I understand you effectuate that plan, you have to have healthy people, educated people, and you have to have good infrastructure. People are not going to invest unless you have that foundation. And that's what my campaign is all about, laying that foundation. And as we pull out of this COVID pandemic and economic crisis, we will be ready to take off and then flourish.
What are some of the other issues you see in this campaign as vital?
Well, right now, I would have to say honesty, integrity, basic common sense and goodness. You know, I hate to bring it up, but because he's got so much money, I think I must. He's lying about me in his advertisements. And because he gets a lot of corporate PAC money, he can be up on television 5 times more than I can. So really what our campaign about, we're really kind of in the center. We believe that more people want the center to hold, that we just want a good economy, a good community, a place where people respect and appreciate each other, not lies, not division, not fear, anger, and hate. So in some ways, sure, I can talk policy until the cows come home. I have a doctorate in American history and a law degree. I'll talk policy with you day and night. But what I'm seeing is people just want to have a good life, and they don't want to be divided, and they just want to work together to achieve some common goals. It's really kind of as simple as that. But when the heaviness of the Trump administration and how Mr. Reed is campaigning, it becomes a focus all unto itself.
In what ways has Congressman Reed and his PACs lied to you in campaign ads?
Well, it's not his PACs. It's he gets so much money from corporate PACs. That's the point. And then he uses them to fund his advertisements. I support law enforcement. I do not support taking money away from the funds that pay law enforcement. In fact, Tom Reed voted against the HEROES Act, and that is defunding police, because that would have helped our municipalities out. And the number one outlay for a municipality is for emergency, your fire, your police. I have stepsons who are deputy sheriffs in one of the counties in this district, Tom. I want them to be safe. So what does that mean? Making sure that they're properly funded, and so are the underlying social services that we need. So they're not being called out, as they tell me they are, for things affecting mental health or poverty-related issues, domestic violence. You know, we've got 1 in 4 children and 1 in 5 adults in this district going to bed hungry every night. We have to address those issues, and we have to address law enforcement. We want law and order, and we want peace and justice. It's really very simple, but you wouldn't know that the way Mr. Reed depicts me in his advertisements. So I'm glad you're giving me a chance to share it.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here. Tracy, this is an election year, a presidential election year. How does that, in your mind, help or maybe hinder your chances of winning election against Tom Reed?
Well, we have a very interesting district down here. It's a swing district. People think that it's ruby red. The 27th is more ruby red. The 23rd is not. We elected a Democrat in 2008 under very similar circumstances. In fact, the ratio between Republicans and Democrats was even worse for a Democrat than it is now. It was 5-1 then. It's about 3-1 now. We have 23% unaffiliated voters. And so we have an election where it's presidential. The country is swinging to the Democratic choice. And you have a candidate willing to run twice so that people get a chance to know you for who you are and what you stand for and not what your opponent says about you. And that makes a huge difference, which is why we expect we will win on November 3rd or when they're going to have to count these absentee ballots. We do expect to win because it's an election very much like the one we had in 2008 in which we elected a Democrat in the 23rd district. Well, I really believe in the goodness of people, and we've got a lot of work to do. We need affordable health care. We need good education from pre-K right on up to bringing the interest rates down on educational loans. You know, young people are paying 8, 10, 12%. That's unconscionable. That's how you keep a generation down, not how you have upward mobility and opportunity for young people and encourage the economy, because all they're doing is paying a banker great big usurious rates. We have to have infrastructure down here. 30% of the people have no connection to the internet. When children went home in March, Tom, they fell off the educational map. The schools sent them home with computers and devices, but there's nothing to connect to. You're not going to revive an area economically. You're not going to educate. You can't do telemedicine. You cannot be in the 21st century without these basic utilities of the internet. And I come from an information technology policy background. So pardon me, but I know that of which I speak. How we're going to revive this place, we have to get the infrastructure in place. And by the way, we need to help our farmers. They need that infrastructure. They need planning for extreme weather events. They need help. We've got a tradition of small and medium farms down here. We can support more of the local agricultural economy and begin to work on how and in what way the processors are really taking advantage of the good people in farming for generations all throughout this district. So, gosh, there's a lot to do. I'd be happy to answer any other questions, or if people want to be in touch with me, share my plan, program, and all of that. Metrano2020.com is where you can get some information about it. I really appreciate being on your show, Tom. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.